Page 36, we're going to restart the second chapter. Because I said that I wanted to do a piece from Ein Ayah of Rav Kook, which we will get to today, about goodness, about Torah, which is a really good lesson for before Rosh Hashanah, where we're sitting.
Chapter 2,
36. Thank you.
Did we do chapter 1?
Yeah, we finished chapter 1. For sure, chapter 1. Yeah. We're not that far in.
36.
There's 36. Okay. So we talked about the idea of creation and the completeness of the Creator and how He's all-powerful and one. And the oneness is very important. Okay? The purpose of creation was to give goodness from the Creator, the Zulato, to the others. He had to create the other in order to give Him something. Meaning because in God's oneness, God can't give anything, because God is one. Who do you give to? So you have to create somebody else in order to give to them. You know, so there is a certain intrinsic limitation in your oneness. You're limited by the fact that you have nobody to give to. We saw that God, right, is His name, His blessed name, is the shlemut ha'amiti, the complete, the true completion, shlemut, wholeness. That it doesn't have any chesronot. Right? So whole that there's no holes. Ve'en shlemut acher kamo, there's no other shlemut like God. V'nimsa, shekol shlemut shiyidumeh, chuz mi shlemut ha'it barach shema, any other shlemut that's compared, hine enin shlemut amiti. It's not true. It's not complete. Ela yikare shlemut, we'll call it shlemut, be'erech elinyan chaser mimenu. Okay? By approximating the thing that is chaser from, that is missing from it. Ach, God is total shlemut. Everything else, you call it shlemut, but it's not really shlemut. It's fake shlemut. It's mock shlemut. It's pretend shlemut. Ve'alkein, therefore, biyodchev tzoyit barach shemo. Biyodchev tzoyit barach shemo lehitiv lezulato. God's whole point is to lehitiv, to bring goodness to the other. It's not enough to give him a little good. Rather, you'd rather give them the best goodness that you could possibly give them. Therefore, what is the most good? What is the only good? What is the true good thing? Him. Therefore, lo yistapek chepzo hatov ela biyoto mimen lezulato. I'll say in other words,
right?
What's the greatest thing that God can give?
Himself,
because He is the greatest thing. He's the good. Okay, and if He is good, and He wants to give good to somebody else, so you're not going to give somebody else bad good. You're not going to give them, you know, less good, would you? How would you feel if you knew that your wife was buying you, you know, hey, Johnny, I wanted to get you steak, but I bought you steak soup B. You'd probably be happy she saved your money. But you know what I'm saying?
Hamburger.
Right, hamburger helper. I got you spam. Mm-hmm. You know, no, thank you. If you really wanted to do some good for someone, if you want to give them the goodness, you give them the best good. And the best goodness in this case is God. Okay. But there's only one problem. Problem is, God can't really give of Himself. Why? Because the real goodness, He can't give the full goodness because, we'll see in a second. Hine, mitzad acher, from another perspective, hatov hazeh I efshar shiyimatzei alavo, right? This goodness is only in God. Alkein, gazra chachmato, God in His ultimate wisdom decreed, shemitziyut hatava amitit hazot yeh b'mash yitain, makom lebru'im, shiyitdagu bo yitbarach shema. How do you give, what's the best way to give of God to others? By allowing others to be davek, to cling to God. The more they cling to God, the more goodness they can have. Because the more you cling to the true goodness, the more goodness you can have. Something that they can't have on their own, they can't get on their own, but from the fact that they cling, he's with all this stuff, it will come to them. Meaning, as much as they can get, that as much as they cling to God, and it turns out that they benefit from this true goodness, as much as they possibly can. V'nimza. So it turns out, this is the money line. Heyot kavanato bebriya shebara. Okay? The intention of God in His creation. Divro mish yen ne'eneh bitubari parashamo. That a person who is created should benefit from God. Bo'to hader shefshar yishayan ebo. Right? You should come as, our job here is to come as close to God as possible. And as close as we come to God, the closer we come to Him, the more we benefit from that goodness. Okay? And that, and therefore, our job is to try as best we can to come as close as possible to God. And in that way, we benefit as much as we possibly can from that ultimate goodness. What? Very straightforward? Got it? Okay, how you get it? Ulam, let's do bet, and then we'll stop. Not stop, but we're going to pause. Gazra chachmato. Shiliyot hatov shalem. In order to have the complete goodness. Okay, this person who is benefiting, Perush, mishi yikne hatov be'atzmo. He has to acquire the goodness himself. Velosh mishi yitlavelo hatov b'derech mikre. And it's not that somebody would give you the goodness, b'derech mikre, as it were, in a happenstance way. An example I love to give about this, my favorite example of this is my deck. You remember when I built my deck? Something
sounds familiar.
I got in my head in Michigan that I was going to build myself a deck. You know, cedar wood, the whole shebang. And it took me months. I measured the thing. I was too cheap to buy tools, so I pulled out the tree stumps. It was like crazy. You know what I'm saying? I never worked like that so hard in my life. And I ended up building this really, I think, pretty awesome deck that's now in Michigan, and what can you do? But when you do something on your own, I loved that deck. Like, there's nothing like sitting on the deck. And it's not like I was trying to sit outside. But if I had hired somebody to build the deck, I would have been beside it. It would have been nice. I would have enjoyed sitting outside. But when you build it yourself, and you've created it on your own, there's that much more hana. Just how do you feel, even if it's not your own, when you finish a project and you look back and you saw what it was before, and then you look what you've done? There's a certain HaKadosh Baruch Hu built us in a way.
That's bad, right?
Why is it bad?
So you're thinking about like me, like what I did.
I don't look at it in the negative. We're built in a way to appreciate more things that we achieve on our own, as opposed to things that were given. And by the way, this is an important thing in Chinuch also. We teach our children, right? Our kids naturally want to be given stuff. And there's always a fine line trying to teach them that healthy pleasure of appreciating things that they earn and things that they make themselves, as opposed to things that they're given. I used to have, you know, I used to teach this class of high schoolers in the Kiva Hebrew Day School. And because I only taught them once a week, and, you know, it was like halacha class, so I used to talk to them straight. And I said, you know, like, you guys are a bunch of spoiled brats. I said to them straight up. And like, why? And they said, because, you know, your parents give you everything you want. And believe me, like, they used to talk about some video game. I said, you know, it's true. Like, you play it for a weekend, you can care less about it afterwards. And they're like, yeah, Rabbi, you're totally true. It's totally true. And it was true. Because they didn't earn it themselves. Anything that you're given, you don't value.
Yeah, but aren't anything that you earn, careful about feeling like we've done
well, it depends on what you've accomplished. Someone who is naturally brilliant, for example, yeah, he at least appreciates being brilliant, but he doesn't appreciate it as much as someone who studies and works hard and...
In Achinami.
Okay. So that's not kochibo.
It doesn't mean that you're supposed to like beat yourself on the chest and say, like, look what I did or whatever.
Where does he say that? He says...
No, I'm just saying...
Yeah, I agree with you. You're not supposed to. But goodness comes from the greatest good. Comes from the things that we earn on ourselves, that we make ourselves, that we build ourselves. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. And the greatest good would come from not HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, oh, you want to live and bask in pleasure, bask in the glory of God. That would be good, pretty awesome. But that would be meaningless, almost meaningless. Because it's pleasure that you have that doesn't have any meaning to you. It's been given to you. It's very nice. You know, it is interesting.
Let
me finish the thought. And on the other hand, but if you've earned it and you work for it and you've not haughtily built it, but you've toiled in order to achieve it, then the pleasure is a true pleasure. It's a real pleasure. It's an actual pleasure. You know, in that example that we have, you know, people who what we would call it, how shall we say this? You know, people who are what we would call old money, or people who are new money. People who have earned the money. People who are old money, you know, they have a certain sense of entitlement, but they don't have a sense of appreciation. People who really work to build what they have, I think they appreciate their success more. Yeah, you want to say something?
I mean, it might be true, and there's, like, let's think about somebody who's, like, let's say, a Baal Tshuva, okay? Mm-hmm. So definitely have the concept, like, B'mkom B'bai Tshuva Omdin Tzadik L'Yechol Amod, because Baal Tshuva has come to it through their own hard work.
Right.
At the same time, just because, let's say, someone grows up being dati or from or whatever the right word is, and for them, like, they just get it. I mean, it's them. It's like second nature that, of course, like, you know, you sit and learn and you daven kavana, and just because they didn't, like, have to, like, fight against their parents to let them keep Shabbos, doesn't necessarily mean.
The words I would use that he uses here are Be'oto Haderech She'efshar She'anebo. Each person in his position and his station. And what I would say to you is, yes, it's true that the FFB guy, yes, it's easier for him to dive in with Kavana, even to dive in with Kavana, but that's not his work. Meaning his job is to get to the place where he's davening with Kavana and he has a sense of awareness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning his job, the Baal Tshuva, if he started here and he got to here, that's an amazing accomplishment. And if the Baal Tshuva started here, if the Frum guy started here and he got to here, that's, well, it's a big deal. You understand what I'm saying? Your job is in Bo. Your job is to work to get as close as you can, and it's a never-ending job. Since the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the total Shleimut, is the all good, and you're not, and you are by definition limited, so your job is to get as good as you possibly can get. It's a never-ending task. Right? There's always higher to climb. So you can't, you're right, you're comparing apples and oranges. But you're not racing with each other, you're not competing with each other. Your job is to get to where you can get, as opposed to somebody else. Okay. V'tira shezeh nikra k'tzat hitdam'ut b'shihir avshar v'shlim b'tar yibrach, in the middle of bet. This is called k'tzat hitdam'ut, resembling God, in the way possible. God himself is totally complete, not by happenstance. That is the essential element of his completeness. I'm in 38. I'm here in the middle of Bet, chapter 2. Right? And we negate the possibility of absence or negation of something missing in God. Lost my place. And it's impossible for anyone other than God to be as complete as God. That he should be as complete and as missing the blemishes, the lackings, as God. But to become similar in some way to God. Okay? That to be like God, he has to at least acquire a shleimut that it's amitat, you know, it's truth, its completeness is not necessary for him. Meaning, I have lackings, I have faults, I have something missing in me, and if I complete myself in some way, if I become more complete and become closer to God, then I become more like God, and the more I am like God, the more I can benefit from God's goodness. So therefore God had to create us in a way where we had aspects of shlemut and aspects of chisaron, of missing, of lacking. And a creation be created. That you could possibly have each one equally. And give this creation ways to make itself more whole, more complete. Therefore, and then, if it found those, if it achieved that way of completion, right? So therefore, God, in order to give, what's the, so how did God wanted to create the world in order to give? So in order to give, he had to create somebody, so he created us. Okay, created human beings. We'll get to what you know. He created people in his image. Okay, he created humanity in his image. So, but in order for us to give to us, the very best way to give to us was to allow us to achieve on our own. But in order to achieve, we had to be incomplete beings in such a way that in some ways we could fall, but in other ways we could achieve. You with me? Okay? And therefore, in the choice to reject the negative and to cling to the good, we would become more like God, and we would acquire God on our own. That's our job. So our job is, if God is Shalem, and I find, again, I said this last week and I'll say it again, I find the imagery that he uses of achieving godliness is achieving Shlemut, trying to negate the chesronot, the lackings in us, the things that need to improve, the things that are ungodly. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, he doesn't couch it in terms of the general spirituality which we know, but in terms of self-improvement, self-completion. And the more we negate the things that are missing in us, and the more we fulfill the things that are good about us, that we cling to them, then we become closer to God. And then we become closer to the goodness that is God. It's heavy, it's deep, but on the other hand, it's not so. Okay, and obviously, what are the ideal ways to come closer to God? Right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we're going to see, he gave us a rule book, gave us a path, and he says, these are the ways to complete yourself.
How are sacrifices the best way to come close to God? Or such a powerful way?
Who said they're the best way? They're one way. They're one way.
Pretty central way. Meat is yummy.
Meat is good. What? He said meat is good.
I want to
deflect your question and ignore it. Can I do that? Yeah. Not my topic for the day. What? You're welcome. Okay. I wanted to do a piece that I did in my Gemara here. And we're focusing on this idea of goodness. And I think that it's something that we necessarily struggle with. We don't think of Kadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, in the abstract, we do think of God as good. Yes, God is good. But I think that that's a very, like, esoteric term. I mean, he wants us to appreciate his goodness. You know what I'm saying? And in some ways, that's sometimes difficult to do in your daily life. So there was a piece in Ayah which we did, which I found very, very powerful and very meaningful to me. And so therefore, I decided to print it up and share it with you. Because that's just the kind of guy I am. So take your piece of paper. I think there's two sheets. Page one.
So tell us about Ein Ayah.
Oh, what is Ein Ayah? Oh, Ein Ayah. You missed this one. I know for sure you missed it. So I don't mind doing it. It's 279 and 270. Ein Ayah is the Perush of Rav Kook on Agarita. You know, the Agarita, when you, like, normally when you do Agarita, so people just, like, kind of skip it. I don't know, they do it superficially, in general. And Agarita is incredibly powerful and incredibly deep. So normally there's Ein Yaakov, which you're all familiar with. Ein Yaakov is a well-known commentary on Agarita. It's generally, the Ein Yaakov, people think is the Agarita of the Gemara itself, but it's not. Ein Yaakov is a Perush. Yaakov, even, I don't remember where he is, even something, probably in Spain, because they called him something. Okay, and there's very little really accessible material in Agarita. And Agarita is so rich. It's so powerful. What? Unless you're the Baragola. Right. Okay, so Rav Kook wrote commentary on Agarita, and sadly, all we have are Brachot and Shabbat.
Because?
I don't know. Maybe he wrote it all and we never got to it. But he wrote, you can see he wrote, I mean, he just wrote. You know, he wrote a ton. So maybe he just never got to it. But he very powerful, very, very beautiful stuff. So there's a very, very beautiful Gemara, which is from the Gemara Nechet. So this is all the Galata from the Gemara in Brachot. So Gemara says the following. This is Ben Azai, I think. Who are you? Ben Zoma, maybe? You remember? Page. Ben Zoma, right? Who are you on there? I'm on the top line. Kama yigiyot yaga Adam harishon ad shematza pat lecho. Adam wanted to eat bread, right? So he had to do Many, many different things. Harash, Vizara, Vikatsar, Ve'amar. So he plowed and he sowed and then he waited and then he harvested. Ma'amer, he gathered. Vidash, he threshed. Vizara, he winnowed. Ubeirer, Vitachan, Vihirkid, Vilash, Ve'afa. Right? It was a pretty long process. And then Ve'achar kach achar. Va'ani mashkim, he says, and I get up in the morning. Umote kol elu shumutukan lefanai. Right. How many of us? What's that?
I was here for this.
You are?
I was here for this.
You were in there for that? No, but no, I did it. You didn't do the ANIA. Okay? I don't feel bad. You're here to go. Okay. He says, but how many times do we get up in the morning and think, how many things had to happen in order for me to eat the bread that I'm having this morning? Or the cereal, or the whatever? Kam yigiyot aga adam rishon shamatza begid lebosh. He had clothes. What do you have to do? Gazaz, yishir, v'lavan, v'nafaz, v'tava, v'arag. Like, you know, he wove and he spun and blah 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 blah. And then he wore clothing. And I get up in the morning, I see all these things ready for me. So in a sense, there's that sense of hakarat hatov. He talks about this, a very beautiful sense of hakarat hatov, that the things we take for granted, like in the world, somebody had to do all those things. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost mind-boggling how interconnected we all are. Like, how much you need people, and they need you in order to just function in the world today. It's very powerful. Anyway, we're going to skip a little bit. Next line. Huaya Omer. Orech tov mahu Omer. What does a good guest say? Kama tricho tarach balabai lefanai. Oh, the balabai. You go to somebody's house. Wow, he took so much effort to make me chips. All right. He shot the potatoes himself. Kama yayin hevi lefanai. He brought the drink for somebody to pour. Kama basar hevi lefanai. There is no meat here, I'm sorry. Okay. Kama gluska odifanai, hevi lefanai. How many breads did he place before me? Kol atarech shetarach lo tarach ela bishvili. That's awesome. This guy's an amazing host. Can you imagine all the things that he did, he only did for me. That's a good guest. Aval orech ra mahu omer. What is a bad guest to say? Ma tricho tarach balabayit is that? How hard did he work? Ma yayin hevi, ma basar hevi. How much wine did he bring? How much meat did he bring? How much did he really bring? All the things that he brought, what did he bring them for? His wife and children. On a good guess, it says, Zahor ki tashkipa alo. How great are your works? On a bad guess, it says, Lachem yirihu anashim. So Rav Kook goes, go back to 269. Says Rav Kook. Okay. He says the following. You would think, oh, it's a very nice, it's a beautiful message, lovely, for the balabite. You go to people's houses. Remind me of, like, anybody here a Monty Python fan? Right? Life of Brian? What have the Romans done for us? Nothing. Nobody knows this skit.
Yeah, they did.
Well, there's the aqueducts.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good. Aside from the aqueducts.
And the roads.
What have they done for us? Exactly. Okay, what did the Balabai do for me? Nothing. What's the big deal? So you think it's a very nice piece, but that's all. If Cook takes this, he says, this piece of Gemara is the key to life. You for sure weren't there. I noticed you weren't there. You didn't see anything. Mipnei sheyeshnam ba'olam anashim ba'alei yi'ush v'safek. There are people in the world who are doubtful and questioning. They speak in wonderment, in bewilderment, questioning about Hashkacha Elyona. So I read this first line, I was like, whoa. One second. Did anybody read about Hashkacha Elyona in the thing about be a good guest, be a bad guest? And what in the world is Avkar talking about? He says, V'api divrehem. Based on their words, Yishafel Ruach Ha'adam. The spirit of man will be lowered. On the bottom line on 269. V'yovad et yishro v'tohar v'lobo. He will lose his straightforwardness and the purity of his heart. V'yirat Hashem telech tamis. The fear of God will melt away mikirbo. Okay, so there are people that say, there is no God in the world. Right? There is no hashkacha. Doesn't matter what you do, it's not important. It's irrelevant. Okay. So that a person does not become enticed by their terrible claims. Okay. He should look in his eyes the ideas of yush, giving up ba'ain ra'a, right? That is ayin ra'a l'metziyut, looking negatively at existence. V'habitachon v'hashkafa ba'ayin tova. But faith is looking at things with an ayin tov. Shnehem eno ba'im la'adam al pi chidukim b'sechel achitzoni hamufshat. You can't get these attitudes through intellect and logic. Kim hadavar talu b'tchunat ha'nefesh. Hatova hi'im ra'a. You want to have faith? You want to have a lack of faith? No one's going to convince you of these things. These are aspects of the nefesh, of the soul. He says, just like we see in the small things, but the good guest, he focuses on the good aspects of the Baal HaBayit. It's not false. If you look with a good eye, right? If you look with a good eye, say, wow, every week, the guy puts out chips, and gives us water, and opens his home to us. Every single week. It's unbelievable. Because his soul is good. Right? He will judge others, and the things around him, and life in general, the kaf tzedek, for the best. Sheodea ba'atzma midat tovo. Okay, he knows the aspect of good. Shilmalei haya hu balabait machnis orchim. Imi yabiyadav haya mekavla mesever panim yafot b'simcha ba'ayin yafeh. Right, the balabait would welcome people with open arms, with smile. Im kem gam v'balabait. If he was a balabait, I mean, if I have a good outlook, if somebody comes to my house, I would give them chips. I would give them water. So if he does it, amen, that's great. It's so nice. Because this good attribute, but if I would do it for myself, then other people do it for me. I look at it the same way.
It was just like half empty, half full.
Totally half empty, half full. But the key there, of Cook, is saying, this is not just about how you view the guy who gave you the chips or not gave you the chips. He says, your view of the small things
is a reflection of yourself.
Is a reflection of yourself and also your bitachon and kadosh baruch hu. We'll get there. Aval ha'reach hara, she'en omen tzayir b'nafsho oseh tov be'emet. He wouldn't do this good thing. Lo yuchal tzayir tziyur hagun v'tov v'mechapes dadim lakdin et haroshen ha'tov. So I'm looking for ways to minimize the good impression. Chips? You know, he used to serve brownies. That's true. And he mocks us with this lovely bar every week. It's just in front of us. And he probably only wants to shear here so that his kids will go to sleep early and he'll have quiet afterwards. Sounds pretty petty. I'm getting pretty petty, right?
Yeah, barking up the wrong tree.
I'm barking up the wrong tree. You understand what I'm saying? But it's so easy to say. We start to come up with, no, what's the big deal? Okay? Think of evil ways to renegade, to terrible ways. So, the tzaddik hazakah, the pure tzaddik, who's ready to do good, you also look at the hashkacha elokit with an ayin tov. Because in his soul, he will see that Kadosh Baruch Hu only wants to do good. And this is why I came to this. I wanted to mention this. I thought it was powerful and relevant for Rosh Hashanah. When we speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu only wants to do good. In our world, it's very hard to see sometimes. We're so caught up in our daily lives and in the things around us, and especially now. I don't know about you. Like I'm pretty much freaking out about what's going on in the world today. You know, you open the newspaper. And what? What's that?
The world is coming to an end.
Does it seem that way, doesn't it? Does kind of seem like things are coming to a head to some degree. One does feel that way. And where's the tov? You know what I'm saying? Where's the Akash Baruch Hu's kulo tov? If it's kulo tov, where's the hashkacha? And you start to wonder, you start to question. Uminayin Nimsa b'nafsho. But if someone who sees good in other people, he's able to look at the world and see that tov, and see that there's a lot of tov if we only know how to look for it. And where's he going to get this ability from? The Or Elyon, Arkane. Yeah, but Tuacha Kol Nasa V'Tov. He'll be sure that everything is for the good. V'Haruot Amidrashot La'Olam Yeshlam Acharit Tova. And even the things that look bad, right? They're Acharit L'Tov. U'Memel Yismach B'Chayav. And you'll find joy in life. V'Yeovet Hashem Be'emet V'Libo Tov Al Abriyot. And you'll be in Ovet Hashem. That's what you were asking. And you'll be Libo Tov L'Abriyot. You'll be good to other people. V'Anefesh Ha'Ra'a. But the person who has this Nefesh Ra'a, you can only see bad in people or in the small things. So you look at the world in ayin ra'a. Then all the good, you won't be able to see the good, and all you'll be able to see is the bad in the world, and the things that seem are seemingly negative. And it's exactly what the Ramchal said. He has this choice. This is the choice. It's half and half. It's the world is half empty and half full. There is good and evil. You are created smack in the middle. Now choose. What do you choose to see? Which way are you going to go? That's up to you. What?
The glass is twice the required spec.
The glass is?
Twice the required specification.
Well, is that a good thing? Is that an engineering thing?
Engineering way of looking at
how do doctors look at the glass? They didn't wash their hands before they picked it up. Okay. This is exactly what Ramchal said. This true choice is given. Okay, so you'll have arevut involvement in life. Okay, and quietness of the heart of this world. Umitovat ha'ayin lagabei hashgacha alyona, gam kein tovat ayin el tovat abriyot ba'ava b'shalom. If you look at God as being good, you look at other people as being good, and if other people are good to you, you'll also be good to them. Va'amah shabal ha'ayin tova yagdil kol po'al. Right? He will be great. V'lefi ha'tchuna ha'anoshit ha'mitecheset ha'shira, you'll be able to look at the world and say how great God's creations are. Even song itself is something that's brought to a person to bring spiritual pleasure. And even see in song goodness. See, you see exactly what he's saying. I'm not baal ayin hara, but the person with ayin ra. Ayin ra meaning, not ayin hara. But ayin hara, that he looks at things in a negative way. It's not enough. You won't even benefit from that. The things that you should benefit from, the beauty, the things that you should sing about. Even things that you should honor and should appreciate, no, you won't do it. Tamid ba'anashim ra'ot v'chashadim. Ha'chashadim ha'tovim, yes, dear. So he says, it's a worldview. It's a perspective. It's a way of looking at life. And the two are inherently connected. And what I think he's saying is, and I took it the next step, but I would take the next step. You want to come to Lev Hashem? You want to come to become closer to God? You want to see Hashkacha in the world?
Trust everybody.
What?
Trust everybody.
No, I didn't say trust.
Make an effort to do so.
No. What?
No.
See the good in everyone. Because if you learn, if you practice, it's like a muscle. You know what I'm saying? It's like jogging. You build up your stamina. Built up your endurance, you get good at it. Okay? So it's very hard to see the good in the world. It's like a marathon. But if you see the good in other people, and you keep focusing on the good in other people, and you build up the tchunat ha-nefesh of seeing the good and appreciating the good, and seeing the half-full glass, you will have in your sense, you'll build in yourself that sense of seeing the good in the world and seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world too. Seeing Ma'arubu Ma'asecha Hashem. He has another point. And it's a very important point. Mitocha Ayin HaTovah. I'm skipping. See where the footnote 10 is? Mitocha Ayin HaTovah Yavo Kol Tov. From this good eye comes Kol Tov. All good. You want Dveikut B'Hashem? You want the Dveikut that the Ramchal was talking about? You have to see God in the world before you can cling to Him. And you can only see God if you'll allow yourself to. Umimena yotzeit ve'eleha shava midat ha-sablanut ha-meshubachat. He says there's one other thing you need. And that's sablanut ha-meshubachat. Patience, praiseworthy patience. Otashi mishachlelet ha-olam umuvi ota le-shichlulo. That which improves or benefits the world. What kind of patience is he talking about? What does he mean, good patience, beneficial patience? Anybody have any idea?
Not jumping to conclusions.
Right, meaning what?
Meaning like, why is this happening to me?
Correct. Right. I don't see the good. So if I don't see the good, what must I have to assume?
It's bad.
It's bad. No, that's not true. Because if you see, if you're able to appreciate, wait, be patient. Wait for the good to come. I mean, you might not see it right away. You might not see it for a long time. Or in this world. Okay? Lo ha-savlanut ha-meviyah la-akirat kol tov min ha-olam bishvil ha-pzizut sheba. He says there's another kind of savlanut, patience. I mean, we all know people that have this second type of patience, which is, it just doesn't matter anyway, so I'm just waiting to die. What's the difference? It doesn't matter. Everything isn't important. Nothing has significance. So, when the time comes, it will come. Ki sablanut ha-ra'a ba mitoch ha-chladka ha-reikaniyut sha-kol shamein va-kol reik ve-ein yiterun t'chuna al-t'chuna. Everything is nothing. It's not worth anything. Nothing really matters. It doesn't matter what I do. So therefore, I have sablanut. What are you waiting for?
God's waiting.
What? There is no God. I don't see God in the world. I'm waiting to die. And when I die, what will happen after that?
Nothing.
This patience destroys the world. I just want to skip to the end. Okay? You don't have in the end. The last words he says is, you know, he repeats himself a little bit. Okay? Okay. Skip to the second line from the bottom, I think. Kiim sablanut. No, I don't go on. Kiim sablanut. 5 lines on the bottom. Ha-Torah mitnei ha-hakara ha-amitit. Ech yad Hashem ochezet b'chol ha-apachim le-taknam. Right? The good sablanut sees the yad Hashem, the hand of Hashem, turning things around, trying to improve them. Le-kashram u-le-achdam. Back to that theme. To tie them together, to unite them. Ayedei tikunei kol chesronei tehem. Again, that same term that we saw in the Ramchal. L'taken et ha-chisaron, to improve, to fix that which is lacking. L'man yetzei l'pa'alo, adam mitukan u'meshuchlal. So that will act now, an improved, meshuchlal sechel, an enlightened person. Hamotzeat nafsho yishara, whose spirit is straight. V'chochev tzav ha-gashmiyim v'aruchanim, and all of his physical and spiritual desires, omdim lefana berov, Hod vehadar ushlemut miruba. Not one is bad, not one is good. Everything he wants to do is all for that sense of shlemut. This all comes together. You know what I'm saying? It's like a very powerful, uniting idea. The goal is to become this person who sees the good and wants to appreciate the good and wants everything to be moving towards that in that direction. To fulfill the good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Savlanut hamosifa yirat shamayim v'yirat chet. To have a patience that adds yirat shamayim. Imavat Hashem ve'avat ha-briyot, loving God, loving other people. Hayotesh le'ema ha-mufureret. How does he end it? Ze kol ha-adam. Ze kol ha-adam. Very powerful. That's what it means to be a human being. You know, our job, our goal, is to become as shalem as we know as we possibly can. That's what Ramchal said. Become as whole and complete as we possibly can. How do you do it? It's like such an esoteric ideal. We're learning philosophy. Kamesh Shalem, God is whole, God is complete, we are incomplete. And there's one that Rav Kook says very beautifully, and I feel very, very powerfully. You want to do that? See the good in other people. Start by focusing on other people. And other people doesn't have to be an oreach. It could be like your wife or your kids or somebody who does something for you or your neighbor. Just start seeing the good in the other.
It's not only seeing the good in other people, it's recognizing that everything that happens in your life is good.
That's hard. No, one second, but I'm saying, I agree with you totally. How do you get to there? I think the way you get to there is by emphasizing this tchunat hanefesh of appreciating the good. Because when you see it in other people, you'll start to see it in, you see it in the small things, you see it in the small things, you see it in the small things, and then you'll start to see it in bigger things. Because you're in the mode of good. You're in the mode of shlemut. And if then that's good, then when you hit a bump in the road, says Rav Kook, you're not all immediately bad. What do you say? Well, it's all good. So that bump in the road, like recently, I don't know if you know, like I was working with YU, and the funding ran out. I was working one day a week with YU, like a few days a week in No Road, and one day a week in YU, and the funding ran out. And everyone was really nice and above board. But I lost the job. You know what I'm saying? It's parnasa, and it's income, and I liked working with the guys. And for whatever reason, in the past, I would have just gotten into like a total funk. I would have. I don't know why, but for whatever, I think right away that Rav Daron had a lot to do with it, to be honest with you. Go hear his shirim, if he keeps telling you to focus on the good, it like helps. But for whatever reason, I really was like able to maintain a certain like,
no,
yeah, it's good, it's beseder. You know, like, we were talking a little bit about like this idea that how much are you in control? So, like, are you in control, or is like a Kadosh Baruch Hu running the thing, and you're just kind of like along for the ride? So we were in. Is there a sitter here? Give me a sitter. Wait a second. Friday night, I was looking at this, and I don't think this is shot in the Tehillim. Here we go. Any sitter. I don't think this is shot, but I think it's ape shot. This is what we say: Hashem Malach. Hashem Malach after Mizmor Sheli on Shabbat. Hashem Malach Geut Lavesh. Oz Hitazar Atikon Tebel Baltimot. Right. Hashem will have reigned, Hashem will have done grandeur, Hashem will have done might and girded himself. He even made the world firm so that it should not falter. Your throne was established from old, eternal are you. Okay? Olam ata. Now what someone says, Nasu naharot Hashem, Nasu naharot kulam. Now we start talking about what? Rivers. Like rivers they are raised, Hashem, like rivers they raise their voice. Yisu naharot dachyam. Like rivers, they raise their voice. Like rivers, they raise their destructiveness. Mikolot ma'im rabim adirim mishbriyam adir b'marum Hashem. More than the roars of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, you are mighty on high, Hashem. I guess I don't think there's a shot in the psukim, but it had a meaning for me. When the world, the rivers bringing to the waves of the sea. So if you've ever been, the summer we were in Park HaYarden, you ever like wade into the Yarden? Right, so some places it's very, very powerful. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if you spent your whole life trying to swim upstream against the river. It's hard. You would end up frustrated. You would get nowhere. As opposed to if you're...
Put up your feet.
And
you're back on back.
And it doesn't just carry you. You can also, if you know what you're doing, if you have a boat or if you have a raft, you can steer. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning, I think that in some level, life is like that river, like those waves. And that you're being carried. And I really, like I sort of saw it this way. You know, if you see that you're being carried, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu is moving the river, and your job is to steer to whatever degree you can, and to understand that. And the setbacks that you have, there are setbacks in your mind, but they're really opportunities for a greater shleimut later on. And I believe also, if you see it that way, it's a self-fulfilling thing. I really believe that. That focusing on the good brings about the ability to focus on the good, as opposed to if it's all terrible and it's all bad, I can't believe this happened to me, you know what I'm saying? Then it will be bad. It will bring to bad. And I think that's what Rav Kook is saying. And we're learning this idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Tov, and we're here in Elul. And I think we all struggle with this idea of trying to reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Rav Kook created the world in such a way that you want to appreciate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not through the awesome hundred of God. And that's, I think, relevant and valuable if you know how to do it. But most of us don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. But I do know how to try to work on myself to appreciate the good in other people and not to assume the worst about them. And that's not always easy. But when you do that and you build up the stamina for that, then all of a sudden you start seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world and in our lives. And it becomes easier to navigate the rolling river. Where am I in time?
8 minutes.
All right, we'll stop here. I think it's in 8 or 9 minutes or 3 or 4.
10 minutes?
7 minutes? All right, you want to go? I mean, we can have a step here.
Do you have any hope of getting a million? 6, 7, 8.
Hi, Davin. Wow, we're getting close.
Johnny?
Are you close?
3, 6, 8.
Hold on. So we're stopping here? Let's stop here.
What?